Five Amazing Things Hanuman Is Able to Do as a Vanara, by Krishna's Mercy.
Jehi Sarir Rati Ram So Soi Adar Hi Sujan. Rudrade Tazi Nehbas Banar Bhe Hanuman.
Quote, an intelligent person has respect for the body which brings them attachment to Sri Rama. That is why Hanuman gave up his form of Rudra in order to be a Vanar. Dohavli 142.
Stealing. Causing havoc. Not respecting personal property. No embarrassment or shame in giving trouble to others. Throwing feces as a game. All-around disruptive behavior. Who would actually want to become a monkey, if they had the choice? From the periphery, when having a scant understanding of a culture known only through the term Hinduism, a person might be familiar with the concept of reincarnation. This would be based on karma, which is seen as a classification of deeds, good or bad. If you are good, you get rewarded. If you are bad, you get punished. That punishment might mean demotion to a lower species, such as a monkey. Goswami Tulsidas explains that the wise people, those who are clever, Sujana, prefer the rupa that favors rithi, or attachment, to the Supreme Lord, Sri Rama. The example provided is Sri Hanuman. Rather than stay as Rudra, Hanuman roams the earth as a Vanara. This is something like a monkey, but we see that due to the strength in devotion to Rama there is no limitation on what can be accomplished. 1. Compose Sanskrit poetry. We see this with gifted musicians. Provide them the instrument of choice and the ideas flow naturally. They can create ideas for complete songs in the matter of a few hours. They have the ability inside of them. Under the proper conditions, they are not limited in the output. Sri Hanuman can compose amazing Sanskrit poetry, extemporaneously. He can compose and speak at the same time. His elocution is flawless. The cause is both the devotion and the subject matter. Hanuman impresses Sri Rama in this area.
Nanrigvedvinitasya Naijurvedharina. Nasam ved vidusha shakyamevam vibhashitum.
Quote, one cannot speak this way without having been well trained in the Rigveda, memorized the Yajurveda, and thoroughly understood the Shamaveda. Lord Rama speaking to Lakshman about Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayana, Kishkindha Kand, 3.28.
2. Work with others. A monkey causes trouble, but if there is a nefarious scheme, they can maybe work together. Hanuman is able to join the other Vanaras in tandem, to search the earth for Rama's missing wife, Sita Devi. Though Hanuman is gifted, his abilities do not suppress the efforts of others. He does not get in the way. He is not envious. 3. Work all alone. When the need arises, Hanuman can go it alone. He can scour through a hostile territory, where going undetected is everything. Hanuman has no recourse in this situation. He cannot call for backup. He must succeed. Everyone is counting on him. 4. Absorb blows from the enemy. In the sport of ice hockey, the most feared fighters are the ones who can take a punch. If the other side lands a strike or two, these fighters don't drop to the ice. They remain standing, undaunted. They can endure the struggle. Sri Hanuman absorbs the blows from the Rakshasas of Lanka. Being all by himself, Hanuman is not afraid of confrontation. He will do whatever it takes to strike fear into the heart of the enemy, making them aware that their horrible deeds have not gone unnoticed. Punishment is set to arrive. 5. Stay steady in devotion. The demotion in species is a punishment because of the overall conditions relating to the consciousness. The more you are focused on satisfying the needs of the senses, the less steady you will be. Without peace of mind, there is no question of happiness.
नास्ति बुद्धिर अयुक्तस्य न चायुक्तस्य भावना न चाभाव्यता शांतिर अशांतस्य कुतः सुखम्।
Quote, one who is not in transcendental consciousness can have neither a controlled mind nor steady intelligence, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.66.
Despite taking the Vanara form, Hanuman remains steady in his devotion to Sita and Rama. Time does not carry a negative influence for him. The external conditions do not make an impact, either. Whether he is with the Vanaras in Kishkinda, flying over the ocean to reach Lanka, battling Rakshasas, or accepting a valuable jewel as a gift from the goddess of fortune, Hanuman stays fixed in consciousness on that which matters most. In closing, assembled army not to impede, or by himself to proceed. Into unknown territory goes. Absorbing enemy blows. All while is Vanara profound. Pleasure in devotion found. Hanuman fixed in that way. With Sita and Rama to stay.